Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, November 7th. A quick note about roads. The city of Owen Sound says due to a major water main break at the intersection of 10th Street East and 11th Avenue, 10th Street has been closed to through traffic from 9th Avenue to 16th Avenue East. They anticipate they will be finished repairs, hopefully by the end of tomorrow. Education workers are set to return to schools tomorrow morning. The end to their walkout comes after Premier Doug Ford's Progressive Conservative government confirmed in writing it would rescind its legislation that made their strike illegal. CUPE's Ontario School Board Council of Unions President Laura Walton told a news conference this afternoon they are heading back to the bargaining table.
Our commitment to the people of Ontario, to the parents, to the kids, is we are going back to the table with open minds, open hearts, and we're ready to negotiate. And we call on the government to do the exact same.
Here's Emily Cole, Regional Communications Lead for CUPE 1176, who is head custodian at the Bluewater Outdoor Education Center near Wyarton.
We've had such strength in numbers, and not just from CUPE or OSBCU. We've had strong numbers from the community, other unions backing us, and I believe that going forward in negotiations, this should be a definite plus for us.
Bluewater Public Schools had remained open through the 2 days of strike action. The Bruce Gray Catholic District School Board had closed its doors Friday and offered remote learning today. It says tomorrow schools are open on their regular schedule, and so are before and after school programs. A Holstein man has been identified as the victim in a fatal collision on Highway 10 in Caledon. Callan and OPP say it happened on November 2nd at about 4:30 in the morning. They say a passenger vehicle hit the back of a commercial vehicle. The driver and lone occupant of the sedan was pronounced deceased at the scene. The other driver was not injured. The deceased has been identified as 48-year-old Clinton Lopez of Holstein. South Bruce OPP say a Meaford resident is facing charges after an officer was injured. Police say on November 2nd at 2:30 in the afternoon, an officer stopped a vehicle on 1st Avenue South in Chesley. OPP say the driver refused to cooperate and fled the scene, hitting the officer in the process. West Grey Police and Grey Bruce OPP later found the suspect vehicle, and police say they took the driver into custody without incident. As a result, OPP say a 60-year-old Meaford man was charged with dangerous driving, assaulting a peace officer, and 2 counts of flight from police. The officer was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. West Grey Council is changing the speed limit along Side Road 5 NDR along Habermel Lake. During a council meeting November 1st, a report by Interim Director of Infrastructure and Public Works Brent Glazier was brought forward. It recommended council approve the associated bylaw to reduce the speed limit to 50 kilometers an hour from Concession 6 to about 600 meters north on Side Road 5 NDR.
It would say new on it. It's a yellow and red blaze sign that kind of goes underneath or above the speed limit sign, so the people are, their attention is drawn to that part. Those would stay up for roughly about 4 to 6 months.
The report says the municipality has many areas on West Grey roads which need speed reductions, either because of poor road geometry or small residential areas. The Hockey Fights Cancer game was staged Saturday at the Bay Shore as the Owen Sound Attack hosted the London Knights in Ontario Hockey League action. Local Cancer Society Office Events Specialist Allison Taylor-Meisner.
Getting that diagnosis is one diagnosis no one wants to have, and to take a little of that burden is something we like to help with.
Taylor-Meisner believes the final tally of donations will add up to over $40,000. A large percentage of the funds raised came in the form of a $20,000 check presented by Bay West Nissan and the Bay West Nissan Kids Fund. The donations will go to the Wheels of Hope program, which provides transportation help for families dealing with cancer. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 96 points to 19,545. The Dow Jones is up 423 points. Our dollar is trading at 74.09 U.S. cents, down 0.1 of a cent, and the price of oil is $91.95, down 66 cents a barrel. In sports in the NBA, the Raptors have a rematch with the Bulls tonight in Chicago. The Raptors beat the Bulls 113-104 last night. The National Football League Monday night game is in New Orleans. The Saints, who are 3-5, host the Baltimore Ravens. It's a light night in the NHL with just three games. Of note, Calgary visits the New York Islanders and Edmonton is at Washington. The Toronto Maple Leafs, who have won three in a row, will host the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow night. Greg Walters, Ben Cormier, and Braden Rogers of the Owen Sound Attack will all see action tonight at the World Under-17 Hockey Challenge in BC as Canada Red meets the United States. The Attack are at Kitchener tomorrow night, and Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada is returning to Owen Sound in January. An interview with Ron McLean plus the schedule of events is posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.